We are going to perform the first time in Milton, especially for this event, the Afro Jazz Fest in Milton. We're very happy to be there. We're going to bring the music from Salvador Bahia, Brazil, which is my hometown. This music is called Samba Reggae. And it's called Samba Reggae because we already had the Samba in Brazil back in the days. And in the late 70s, beginning of 80s, we had the great and only Bob Marley, which was a big influence in the world with his lyrics, especially in Salvador Bahia, which was big influence. So what did we do there? We grabbed the samba and we grabbed the reggae and we make a fusion on it and we call it Samba Reggae. The creator of that was Mestre Neguinho do Samba. He was the first person who had this vision and create this kind of beat where he grabbed the guitar of the reggae music and adapted to a drum, to the hepiki. He grabbed the bass line of the reggae music and he adapted to a bigger drum. And little by little, they were building up this whole genre now called Samba Reggae, right? Because Samba Reggae could be a genre and also can be a beat itself. We're bringing the carnival vibes from Bahia to Milton with our crew. We're going to have about 20 drummers there where we're going to be playing Samba Reggae. We are the only band in Canada that play the music as it is from back home. We have done many, many, many festivals in Ontario. We have traveled to Brazil to represent Canada in the carnival. And now we're bringing these vibes to Milton Afro Jazz Festival. The group itself, we have almost 30 people, but it's really hard to get everybody to be available for all the shows. So usually we go in between 15 and 20 people, usually to the shows. For this one, we're going to have about 17, 18. And we have people from all over the world. They don't need to be Brazilians to play this. Anybody can play this kind of music, even if you don't have experience. I was going to say, too, that once we are there in the festival, and if there's people interested to join us or to learn how it works, we have workshops going on in Toronto, and we also have workshops going on in Guelph, which we are right beside Milton, as I live in Guelph now. And we have a band here, too. For the festival, we're going to bring people from Toronto, from Hamilton, and from Guelph. Those are the three groups I work with. So we got a few people from different groups, and we're going to come together to be able to play the Afro Jazz Festival in Milton. If anybody's interested, you can reach out to us at tdobatu on Instagram or tdobatu on Facebook. Or you can follow me also at Pato Airi on Instagram, send a message. Or as soon as we finish the show on the festival, if there's anybody interested, they can come and talk to us, and we'll be happy to talk to anyone and tell them about what we do and this whole work, because at the end of the day, it's not only drumming, we also create community, right? All these people coming in every week, you end up becoming a big, big family where everybody cares about each other and everybody is there together. And it's the moment they have basically to de-stress, you know, to let everything go and just bang on the drum, have some fun, dance, and put up these shows that we do everywhere in Ontario, right? We're going to have Cybele Iglesias, the singer, which is the Brazilian queen in the community. She's going to come and sing with us this show at the Milton Afro Jazz Festival.